would add my welcome to each of you who may be visiting here. There's no really visiting around here. We're especially happy to have you here. If you came for students, bring your parents to church day. It's become quite a thing to do at Easter these past few years, and we appreciate you all being here. And hopefully we will get you out of here unharmed and not marred for life. But no promises there. I can't say that. So, our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John. And I'm reading from the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Listen for the word of our Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter, and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in and saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to the Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Happy Easter. Oh, really? Come on.
Happy Easter.
One more. Happy Easter. Thank you. Man, the work I got to do to get something out of you guys. It is early in the morning for some of you, especially my young scribes here. It's good to see you, even if I've never seen you here before. I'll lie to your parents for you, I promise. It is a great day. It's a great day because well before dawn, I was up and ready to go and got to sit at our sunrise service and watch the beauty of all creation on a day when hope has been reinstated into this entire world. For every person in this world, hope is abundant and with us. The start of this day for Mary and whoever else was running down the road in the dark that night did not begin with hope. It began with sorrow, pain, agony, people getting to go to take care of the dead, someone they loved dearly, who had been brutally attacked and killed. It is a story that is very difficult in some ways, and each of our Gospels tell it in just a little bit of a different way. It is the first day of the week, and it's still dark, and Mary comes to the tomb, and the stone has been removed. Now, the stone was not small. It was large, and they were usually built in such a way that when they placed it, there was a chalk in it, and it would roll downhill when the chalk was moved so that it would stay and be very difficult to get out of the way later. It was a tomb, for goodness sakes. You weren't supposed to be running in and out of there. But on this day, that stone had been rolled back. This tomb was open and empty, except for angels or men in white clothing. Mary Magdalene, perhaps that Mary, was the first one in there. They are wondering what is going on. She is wondering what is going on. This seems to be a horrible thing. And as a human, she jumps to the conclusion that all of us would jump to, that someone has taken his body away. And they have never been able to do the rites that they needed to do at his death, because it became the Sabbath day before they could get to that. They are upset. She is upset. She is in the dark, literally. It was not a good time for her or for anyone else, it seemed. And so often when we get to a bad time in our lives, we think of it as a terrible thing, and we think it's awful, just as Mary was on this day so long ago, that this was awful. We go to the worst possible thing that it could be. And this time, this was a great thing that no one could even imagine before Jesus made an appearance, which he did. The stone was rolled back not because someone stole the body, but because there was no body anymore. It was a person again, alive and moving. Jesus talks with Mary Magdalene, tells her that this is me. I am the one. She is a bit taken aback. She doesn't truly understand. She doesn't really know. But she speaks with him. And when he calls her by name, she knows. She understands immediately that this is the Lord Jesus. Despite all the logic in the world is fighting against her, she knows. She knows that voice. She knows that look. She knows the way he does sentences. She knows everything about him, having been with him for years. She knows the Son of God. Now, I say she knows. I don't say she knows about. She knows. There's a big difference between the two. I know about a lot of people. I know about Richard Nixon. I know about Jim Taylor, great football player for the Green Bay Packers. Yay. I know a lot about people, but I know very few people. Knowing about people or something is fine. You can learn it from reading a book. You can read lots of books. You can look online, Wikipedia, you know, never get too close to it. You can learn about someone. But getting to know someone is completely different. You can read about them and think you do, but you're hearing what someone else knows them to be. To most of everyone in Jerusalem on this day, Jesus was a blasphemer, someone who deserved to die. Mary knew him in a different way. as truly the living man, as a son of God. Many other people would hear this story and never believe it because they knew about God, but they didn't know God. It is a mistake that we all make all too often. We don't take time to get to know God. We read the Bible, perhaps, at least a few verses a day or so, or maybe once a week if you think about it. You come to church at least occasionally, and you might even hear something educational here while you're at church about God. Then again, maybe not. To know God, you have to spend some time with God. We really do. And that is what we really should be. We should be like Mary Magdalene. She knew God through Jesus. She knew what he was like. She didn't understand all of this. She's standing there clueless, thinking that Jesus is the gardener. But she knew who God was, who God is, and who God will be. All the writers of the Gospels try desperately to, in this whole scenario in each of them, in their own way, to show how much knowing God meant during this awful time when he was killed. It killed them. They could feel it. It was horrible. It was terrible for them. They knew him. They had been with him. And sometimes getting to know people is that way too. You get to know the pain, the suffering at times. When they're suffering, you're suffering. When you suffer, they suffer. God tries to get to know us, or at least get us to know God, by giving us one big long letter, the Bible. Unfortunately, too often we look at that like a textbook. We try to pick and choose what are the questions going to be in the exam, and what answers do I need to have to get this out. It's not what Scripture is for. Scripture is for us to read and get to know God. Not know about God, but to know God. Most people spend so much time trying to learn about God, learning all the theology, speaking of God talk, learning all about what God seems to be and how this can be and how that can be, and they leave out getting to know God. But when life becomes harder than you could have ever imagined, when death is at the doorpost, or when you feel that you are at the very end of the rope and there is no knot to hang on to anymore and you're slipping hard, that's when you really need to know God. You need to know who to cry out to. You need to have the trust that God will be there the way that God always is. You need to know how to stop, cry out in your pain, and ask God's patience, help, and salvation. Mary knew that. When the world was crumbling around, she was looking for God, looking what is going on, I can't see it. And when God spoke, she knew it. She knew right away. She didn't know how. She didn't have any idea how all this happened. She didn't take any theology classes to try to figure out how this worked out. She knew standing in front of her was a man who was dead previously and is now ascending to be with God. That's what this day is all about. It's a plea for us to get to know God, to get close to God through Jesus by the power of the Spirit. Yes, I know all this stuff. They made me learn it in theology school or whatever. But what's really important is that you have that relationship with God. And when you have questions about what is in the Bible, when you have questions about your life and what's going on, if you know God, you can go talk to God and find some answers, perhaps. At least you find someone who will listen. Someone that cares. Someone that loves you. Easter is a great day to celebrate. It reminds us of how much God loves each and every one of us. How much God would do just so that we could grow closer to God. Let us not waste this opportunity. Let us not leave it behind because Easter is done and over. We've had our Easter meal. We're good to go. We're going to watch basketball this afternoon. Maybe something else later on in the evening. Don't forget, God went a long way to be with you, has worked diligently to bring you close to Him. Take advantage of that. Don't learn about God. Get to know God. I'm sure you'll be happy you did. I give thanks to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.